So thank you, Vipula Kirti, for those words of welcome. And I must say that I am very glad, very happy, in fact, to be here on this occasion. I don't remember the last time that I attended a men's event. It must have been, yes, a very long time ago. And I haven't even been to Padmaloka, even apart from men's events, for, well, about 2 years, which is rather too long. And I'm therefore very happy to be here this evening, very happy to be here this weekend. My own personal association with Padmaloka goes back a very long time. I think I can say I was here from the beginning. I was, as it were, one of the founder members of the community, the Padmaloka community, when it wasn't really a community at all. Well, I wouldn't really like to say what it was, but it certainly it certainly wasn't a community in the sense that it is nowadays. I remember one rather sad, rather unhappy little incident. I'd come up from London, and a friend had driven me up. He was a rather new person. He wasn't a Mitra. I'm not even sure if we had Mitras in those days. He was just someone who was becoming interested in the FWBO. So I wanted to come up to Padmaloka, and he was happy to drive me. So we drove up, you know, from London, and I arrived, and someone, I think it must have been an order member, just came to see us as we arrived, and he said, "Would you like some tea?" I said, "Oh yes, please." And he said, "Well, you can go and make it then." and he walked away. He walked away. So things aren't like that now. Oh no, people nowadays fall over themselves offering you cups of tea and all sorts of things. So things have changed very, very much in the course of the last, 25 years. And on this particular visit, Papa Vajra has been showing me around, I've been really delighted to see the changes that have taken place, the improvements that have been taking place physically. And of course, I know there are lots of changes been taking place spiritually too. I know that Padmaloka has become more and more a centre, not just for men's events, but for men's happenings of every kind. Community living, of course, one takes that for granted almost. And, of course, going for refuge retreats, preparing men for ordination. And, of course, as we know, in the course of the 25 years, well, maybe a couple of hundred men or more have passed through Padmaloka on their way to ordination. So, yes, I'm very happy to see how Padmaloka has grown and thriven in the course of these so many years. And I appreciate very much what the present team, or teams, I'm not quite sure whether there's one or two, and also, of course, the support team are doing to make this place a place of really central and vital importance in the men's wing of the WBO and FWBO. So yes, I'm very happy to be here on this occasion. And happy to see, well, I can't really see you properly, but you know what I mean. Happy to see so many men here. I'm told there are 112, I think it was, visitors, so to speak. That is, apart from the resident community. So it's a very good gathering. I'm very happy to have the opportunity of addressing you. And I'm all the more happy to be here for a weekend on which you're hearing about and you're studying that threefold motto of Dalda Rinpoche. Cherish the doctrine, cherish the Dharma, live united, and radiate love. And I can't help recalling the very first time, I think it was, that I heard that motto, or came to know about it, which was actually about 50 years ago in Kalimpong. probably when I attended the opening of the Indo-Tibet Buddhist Cultural Institute and School. It was then that I first heard those, magic words, as they've since become, of great inspiration to our whole movement. And I was very pleased that this morning Vajragupta, in his talk, made reference to the little talk which I gave all those years ago on that particular motto. In fact, Bipula Kirti did ask me if I would speak this evening on my friendship with Dorje Rinpoche. But I declined to do so. Not, of course, that there wasn't a friendship between myself and Dorje Rinpoche. There very much was one. But it was as though I couldn't remember very much to say about it. Well, the friendship was just, as it were, there. Perhaps I'll speak about that a little later on. So I decided, first of all, not to speak on that particular topic. So then the question arose, what should I speak about? And, in some ways that's usually a problem. Because I've spoken on so many topics, so many aspects of the Dharma, and there are so many seminars and even unpublished things, that sometimes I think, I've said enough. I've spoken enough words, I think, for one lifetime. I'm told that there are 18 million recorded words of mine. Oh dear. So, yes, it sometimes is a little difficult to know, what to speak about. Yeah? But anyway, in the end, I decided I'd speak about three things. First of all, I'd talk about myself. Hope that doesn't sound too self-indulgent, but I'm going to say something about myself. Then I'm going to say something about the FWBO, and then I'm going to say something about Dorje Rinpoche. And I might even be able to say something about my friendship with Dorje Rinpoche as originally requested. So you will understand that with these three topics, each one of them rather substantial in its own way, myself, the FWBO and Dorje Rinpoche, it wasn't easy to think up a sort of portmanteau title which would do justice to all three. So that's the reason, I suppose, why the talk has remained, as Vipula Kirti said, a bit of a mystery, or at least the title of the talk.